From the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. The state is preparing to execute a man convicted in the killing of an off-duty prison guard more than two decades ago. The State Board of Pardons and Paroles held a clemency hearing yesterday, and they plan to release a decision today. GPB's Sophia Salaby has more on the case.
Marion Wilson Jr. was convicted of murder in the 1996 slaying of off-duty corrections officer Donovan Corey Parks. Prosecutors say Wilson and another man, Robert Earl Butts Jr., killed Parks and stole his car after asking him for a ride at a Walmart. Wilson's lawyers claim a prosecutor asked jurors to sentence Wilson to death because he was the trigger man. Wilson denies that. They say the same prosecutor then asked a separate jury to sentence Butts to death because he fired the gun. Butts was executed in March of last year. The parole board is the only authority in Georgia that can commute a death sentence. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Georgia will not hold a presidential primary on Super Tuesday. GPB's Stephen Fowler explains.
Voters here will choose their presidential preference March 24th, 3 weeks after its traditional spot on Super Tuesday when many other states weigh in. That's because the state needs more time to get its new voting machines online. In the next few weeks, the Secretary of State's office will announce which company's ballot marking devices with a paper component they have selected. Those machines will be tested in a few local elections this fall before rolling out statewide. What remains to be seen is how the new primary date will impact Georgia's role in the Democratic race to challenge President Trump. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The Atlanta Children's Memorial Task Force met for the first time last night to decide how to honor the lives of at least 29 children killed between 1979 and 1981. It was known as the Atlanta Child Murders. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms formed the group last month. Atlanta radio host Frank Ski, who chairs the task force, says the group will work to create a fitting tribute.
These people were here. They remember the pain. They lived through it. You want somebody to understand the loss by understanding the innocence of the children that were taken.
Besides the tribute, the city has also reopened the controversial investigation into the child murders. For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org.